Let me ask you this question, especially gentlemen. Have you ever gone to interior shopping with your wife or with your family? Raise your hand. I have, with my mom. So in recent times, you know, my mom had been interiorly decorating our house. And so I've gone to TJ Maxx with her and Home Goods and all those places. And you know, in TJ Maxx or those interior decoration store, you find a lot of decorations. Oftentimes, you find a statue of St. Francis right next to the statue of Buddha. And then next to Buddha, you would find a statue of an angel. Then next to an angel, probably like a frog or like some kind of animal. So whatever spirituality you feel that day, whatever you want to design your home with that day, you feel free to choose. And as a matter of fact, even in the bookstore, oftentimes the spirituality or the Christianity section is right next to the self-help or inspirational section. And oftentimes in the modern world, we look at Christianity or look at Jesus Christ simply as an inspiration. Jesus Christ is only a flavor among many flavors, or a choice among many other choices, a teacher among many other teachers, a guru among many gurus, the one who inspired me to find myself, to feel good, and to, just like what Joel Osteen said, to fully potentialize who I am. Oftentimes we see God or Jesus Christ simply as an inspiration, and we remain as a consumer. But what is the danger of remaining a consumer? That we can always abandon the teacher that we don't like. If we don't like what Jesus Christ teaches, if we don't like what the church teaches, we simply find another flavor, another alternative that fits our lifestyle. There's no more commitment. There's no more giving of ourselves. There's no more departing of ourselves. It's all about God meeting me where I am. God is supposed to walk with me. We have stopped walking with God. We always expect that God walk with us, but we haven't spent the effort, the time, the energy, dying to ourselves in order to walk with God. In order to walk with God, we cannot remain a consumer or a bystander. We have to be disciples. Disciples who walk on the way from ourselves toward God. Are we walking toward God? Or are we asking God to walk toward us? Are we standing still and asking God to come to us, to bend down to us, and to make everything work for us? Or have we died to ourselves a little bit in order to become more like God? Are we disciples or are we consumers? We are called to be disciples. And I'm going to tell you right now, the road, the way of discipleship is hard. It's hard. And sometimes we are like the two disciples today on the way to Emmaus, downcast, sad, because we have lost everything. We question, we doubt, we lost hope. Because we thought that God had abandoned us. The two disciples today thought Jesus to be simply a teacher. And when their teacher, whom they have invested 3 years with, hoping that he was going to be the one who liberate Israel, who was going to create a new kingdom, who going to give them a new life, died on the cross, they have lost everything that they have invested. So that's why they were downcast. That's why they were sad. Because they have lost everything they invested. Just kind of like if we invest in the stock market and it's go down, we'll be sad, right? That's exactly what happened to them today. They were downcast because they have lost everything. Yet, on their way with sorrows, with doubts, with questions, and with all the things that their human mind could not grasp, and their humanity had made them lost hope, who had met them on the way? Jesus Christ met them on the way. He walked with them. They couldn't recognize him at first because they have blocked that small image of what he need to be in their mind. They didn't go out of their reservation, their preconception, their prejudice, their control, their desire to meet Jesus where he was. They couldn't recognize him at first because they expected him to come to them in ways that they wanted to be. Oftentimes, too, in our own life, we have a small little image that we have drawn of God. We create God into something that we can fit into our pocket, our agenda, our desire. And oftentimes, God appeared to us beyond what we expected. And we don't recognize him. And we keep questioning, where are you, God, when I needed you? Where are you, God, when everyone else abandoned me? Where are you, God, when I prayed? But perhaps we didn't recognize that he has always been walking with us. Perhaps we need to open our eyes to see him in new ways. Perhaps we need to let go of our control, our reservation, our little humanity, and seek him where he is. And how does he appear, and how did they recognize him? They recognized him when he opened the scriptures to them and he broke the bread for them. Isn't that the Mass? Isn't that the Mass? Their eyes were open when he interpreted and opened scriptures for them, explaining to them what had to happen for the Messiah, for the Son of God. And he took bread, he broke it, said the blessing, and gave it to them. Immediately, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. So the same thing, too, every time we go to Mass. The Word of God is being opened for us, being preached to us, being proclaimed to us. And Jesus Christ gave his body, his blood for us. Have we recognized him? Have we received him with love? And had our life changed so that we're walking with him, toward him? Or are we still waiting, standing there and asking him, where are you? My brothers and sisters, I'm not here to sell you a book that's going to solve all your life. I don't have five ways that's going to make all your problems go away. The road of faith and the journey of life is hard, and it's often filled with many turns, many hills, many valleys, many mountains, many challenges and obstacles. I see that in my own life too. It's what never easy. And sometimes we are downcast. Sometimes we question. Sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we don't recognize the presence of God at the present moment. But yet, when we look back, when we look back in retrospect, it's always him who hath carried us through the hardest time. And in the hardest time, it hath always been the opportunity for us to grow in the love of him and for him. My brothers and sisters, walk with Jesus Christ. Look for Jesus Christ. Receive Jesus Christ. Fall in love with Jesus Christ. Be open to Jesus Christ, for He is always by us and with us, especially at the celebration of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So every time we break open the Word of God and receive His body and His blood, we know that He is with us and He will never abandon us. And may we say, like the disciples today, after they have recognized Him, were our heart not burning within us while He spoke to us on the way and opened scriptures to us? May our heart be open and be burned for the love of Jesus Christ, who is not simply a teacher, a guru, a wise man, but who is our Lord, our Savior, our everything.